So now we have Joshua Haggerty. He is the Director of Application Development at San Antonio TC-based Kinetic Concepts. To help KCI fulfill its mission of advancing the science of healing and positively impacting patient care with customer-driven innovation, he is responsible for leading custom application development across CRM, SOA, and mobile technologies to meet the evolving needs of healthcare professionals. Previously, he had been a senior manager for Oracle Fusion Middleware and call center applications in the medical technology field, as well as performance WebSphere architect for Citibank. Please welcome Joshua.
Thank you. So I have to be honest, DocuSign asked me to speak at this conference. I really didn't know much about it. And then I saw the speaker list, and there was founders and CEOs on the list, and I got a little nervous. But I think I can handle this crowd just fine. I actually woke up this morning and asked my wife to pick out my shirt, just knowing the speaker lineup, and she picked out this polo shirt, and I was like, perfect, I'll tell the polo story. She told me not to tell the polo story, so I will tell the polo story real fast. But did anyone watch the Ryder Cup this weekend at all? So I was watching the Ryder Cup with my wife on Saturday morning, and whenever you watch a sports event with my wife, you have to analyze the uniforms or outfits. And that might be something you want to add to that SAP app that you have, actually, is uniform analysis. But we were looking at the hideous, what we deem the hideous, just American sweaters that they were wearing. And my wife is a volleyball coach, so she's very much a believer in look good, feel good, play good. And I was like, well, clearly we've been sabotaged by whoever made these sweaters, because we were getting killed in the Ryder Cup. And so I went out and looked, and Ralph Lauren Polo made the sweaters. And so I was like, well, he must be European, and he sabotaged us. So I went and looked up Ralph Lauren, and I started reading on Ralph Lauren. He is American. And his name when he was born was Ralph Lifshitz. And when he was 16, he changed that name, started his own company, and he was on Oprah, and Oprah was asking him, why did you change your name from Ralph Lifshitz to Ralph Lauren? And she said, you know, was it because, you know, you didn't think that that name was good for a company? Did you not think that that was good for, you know, that there was a connotation with that name? What was it? And he said, no, I didn't want the name. My name had the word shit in it. So he changed his name. I thought it was very a funny story that you know, in IT, a lot of times we overanalyze things, and he had a very simple answer. And so with that today, I have a very simple presentation. It's two slides. It's not nearly as cool as, you know, a mobile app with for the Germany team, but hopefully it will entertain you. Hopefully this can be interactive as well. You know, feel free to stop me, ask questions as we get started. So has anyone heard of Acelity, the company, or KCI? So Acelity, the company, was actually born in September 3rd. KCI has been around 30 years. It's a San Antonio-based company. And KCI is a negative wound pressure therapy. They do medical devices for negative wound pressure therapy. So we are what they call a DME. We're a distributor of medical equipment. We've made some acquisitions over the last few years, and they've decided to rebrand the company as a whole and call it Acelity. And so we have a couple other arms of the company called LifeCell and Cystogenics, who also deal with wound care. But KCI deals with negative wound pressure therapy, and it's a wound vac. And so if you have an open wound, what happens is you put the device on that open wound. It actually sucks off infection and puts a genetic material back to help you heal faster. It's the best in class. I call it we call it the Starbucks of negative wound pressure therapy. It does cost more per day. It's a rental model, but you're on the device a shorter period of time, so you get healed faster, so your overall cost of therapy is lower. And with that, we kind of have two lines of business that we do. I support our order-to-cash functions, and we have what we call standard billing, which is very straightforward. It's a hospital. You're an inpatient and we just bill the hospital, and then the hospital then in turn bills the insurance company, and so we don't deal with insurance at all. But we also deal with a lot of outpatient. About 40% of our business is outpatient, and so we deal with a lot of documentation that comes with billing insurance companies. We have 15,000 insurance companies that we bill on a regular basis for our products. And each one of those insurance companies has different payer requirements and has different documents that you must fill out. So documents are very much at the heart of our business. See how I use this. So what I'm going to talk about real simply is just the document challenge that we have within healthcare, specifically at KCI. I'm going to talk about our solution and why we chose a cloud-based solution, and then I'll just get into the solution from a high level. And you can, again, feel free to ask questions. But as far as healthcare goes, I don't know how involved you are in healthcare, but we do have a number of challenges around just documents. We're very paper-based processes, often are handwritten. So if you've ever been to the doctor and you got a prescription, you probably looked at that prescription and couldn't read it. And that's how we get a lot of the documents in that we deal with from doctors and from hospitals and from different places, is they're handwritten and they're very sloppy, and they're we've tried to automate the intake of those documents, and it's literally impossible. Signatures required on a lot of documents, whether it be prescriptions or whether it be assignment of benefits and so forth. Faxing is very prevalent. So when we deal with the hospitals, they're more early adopters than when we deal with what we call post-acute facilities. So you know, when you talk about a wound care center or a nursing home, very much more a low-cost operation, and so they do not have a lot of times the technology that a hospital would have or that you would expect. To give you an example, I went into a wound care center about a year ago, and they were running Windows NT on a very, a 400 megahertz processor computer, right? And that was their backbone of their software that they use in-house, right? So very much older technology in some cases. Heavy compliance, so we just heard Chad talk about HIPAA on the cloud. We're very heavy regulated as far as our insurance, as far as patient information, as far as the FDA goes. Emerging electronic standards. So while you're dealing with faxes and handwritten documents, you're also dealing with emerging electronic standards, EMRs, and so forth. And so you're having to deal with very opposite ends of the spectrum. And you have a large customer base. Obviously, there's a number of doctors globally. And so I'm specifically talking about our U.S. business. But we have a number of doctors, and the doctor might prescribe maybe twice a year, right? So we get around 100,000 orders a month, but the number of doctors that you get those prescriptions from is very, very vast customer base. So with that, the two challenges are the reason that we looked at a DocuSign solution, and I'll get into DocuSign here in a second, but we had two challenges around electronic prescriptions and around assignment of benefits. So really no one in the DME space was doing electronic prescriptions. We do, prescriptions are our lifeblood to release the product. So an order comes in, we don't release the product unless we have a prescription to make sure that, that's basically a requirement of the insurance that you have a prescription from the doctor before you ship the product to the patient. So it's very important for us to get that prescription as soon as possible. So you got a doctor who's running around and they're doing their rounds, and one of their patients needs our product. So you can see how that order is not necessarily at the forefront of his mind. And so what we try to do is provide different channels for him to provide that prescription to us. And one of those channels was an electronic means to do that prescription. Typically what we got was an ink signature that was faxed in. And so you have the fax, you have, trying to get the doctor to get some FaceTime to get that prescription in ink, which all takes time. So we want to provide an electronic means to get that prescription. The other big challenge for us was AOBs, which is assignment of benefits, which is something that the patient signs whenever the product is delivered to them. And that's critical for us because we don't get paid unless we get that assignment of benefits from an insurance perspective. So again, very critical for our business, and you're trying to provide different channels to those different customers to get those documents in. On top of that, we have a number of other documents. So we're talking about two examples here, but the document challenge is across many different documents in many different parts of our business. So when we looked at the electronic prescription challenge, we first looked at prescribing networks. So you know, when you go into the doctor and you get a prescription and it's a substance-based prescription, a lot of times what they're doing now is they enter that into their software. Their software talks to what we call an e-prescribing network. That e-prescribing network then talks to Walgreens software or CVS software. And they're both subscribers to that e-prescribing network. And because that's a substance-based prescription, it really didn't fit our use case. And you really have to have specific software to talk to that e-prescribing network, where we have custom software for our customers to either place orders or our order cash systems. So then we started looking at different electronic signature softwares. So we looked at a company called EchoSign, which was acquired by Adobe. We looked at DocuSign. We also looked at building it in-house, right? So I have a number of developers whose initial gumption on anything is to build it, right? Why buy it when you can build it? And, you know, as a developer at heart, definitely appreciate that spirit. But in this case, and I think Chad went over a lot of these reasons, we looked at buying it and it being on the cloud, right? For some of the same reasons Chad pointed out, it, you know, there's heavy compliance, you know, being scalable, and we're not, our core competency is not building signature software, right? Our core competency is really providing services to our customers, and so by leveraging a cloud-based solution, we're able to do that. So is everybody familiar with DocuSign? Have you used DocuSign? You probably used it. Their main business is in the real estate business. So if you've recently bought a house or tried to do a loan or anything like that, you probably did DocuSign. It's a very easy process. So what? Yes, very good. We use that now in-house for NDAs. A lot of procurement processes use DocuSign. But it's a very easy means to get a electronic signature. You can sign on your phone. So you know, if you've done a loan recently, you know, it's a 30-page document, and you can sign it right there on your phone. You can sign it while you're playing golf, whatever. But it's a very easy way to get a signature, and they have a very robust API. So that was really the differentiator for us when we were looking at DocuSign. We're a Salesforce customer as well. And they have a very robust API platform. And so when we looked at DocuSign, it's a SOAP-based API, and we were able to automate a lot of the processes that we put onto the platform. And so that was another reason that we chose DocuSign. But overall, it was just a cost of ownership, right? It's a low cost of ownership for us. They're developing electronic signature capabilities. We've been very good historically around building software. Our problem is maintaining that software, right? So I have a very small development shop at my disposal, and so we're often building new functionality, but after it goes live in production, you know, someone wants a mobile capability, or someone, you know, there's a new compliance change or something along those lines. It's very hard to maintain that software once it goes live with a small development shop. So again, biggest decision factor I would say was cost of ownership, right? So what we did was we leveraged DocuSign, and if you look at the solution right there, we leveraged it out of our e-commerce solution and out of our call center application. So if you call into KCI today and you place an order, It has the ability to send an electronic prescription via email to the doctor, and they can sign it right there on their phone. They can sign it on the computer. They can sign it on any means from that standpoint, and also they can sign it right there in our e-commerce solution itself. And what that does is we built a very generic framework for the prescriptions that we then leverage for our assignment of benefits, and we can also leverage for other documents. The generic framework allows us to push documents to DocuSign, get those signed, then we basically pull back in the PDFs, the images of those signatures, those electronic signatures, store them in our document repository, but also we can integrate our systems off the data that's in those documents. So if they needed to change like a length of therapy, or they needed to change the there's certain fields that they can change on these documents, we integrate that back into our order to cash systems as well. So it's a means of not only getting a signature, it's a means of getting data, right? So when they get that, when they get the prescription, or they get the assignment of benefits, or they get the NDA, there's open text fields that they can edit and then sign the document at that point. So you'll see that we're able to deliver to the prescribers, we're able to deliver to the patients, and we can deliver via DocuSign, or we can deliver via fax through. And we also have the same means for our sales reps through Salesforce to trigger those types of documents, contracts a lot of times as well. So that's really all I have. I don't know if anyone has questions about the solution, but it is it's how we have been able to conquer basically the spectrum that I was describing, as far as, hey, we have some customers that are using emerging technologies, and then some customers that are still very handwritten and fax-based customers, but we've been able to automate more and have different capabilities that we weren't able to have before. All right.